This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, June 22, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to The Hill, the Congressional Black Caucus on Wednesday rejected President Trump's invitation for the 49-member group to join him at the White House for a meeting, citing his unresponsiveness on previous attempts at policy engagement as proof that Trump is not interested in working with the members beyond a photo op. In a letter posted on Twitter, the caucus explains that it won't be a part of Trump's social gathering. Despite repeated attempts to communicate with the White House, Representative Cedric Richmond, the caucus's chairman, wrote, quote, "We have seen no evidence that your administration acted on our calls for action. It has become abundantly clear that a conversation with the entire CBC would not be entirely productive." Second, today, according to CBN, a massive cross that stood in a Florida park for nearly half a century is being removed. A federal judge ruled in favor of the American Humanist Association and the Freedom From Religion Foundation on Monday. The secularist groups filed a lawsuit on behalf of four plaintiffs in 2016. They claimed the 34-foot monument violated the so-called separation of church and state and was offensive to non-Christians. Now, the city has 30 days to remove it from where it stands in Bayview Park in Pensacola, Florida. U.S. District Judge Roger Benson used the Lemon Test to determine that the cross violated the Constitution. Third, today, according to the Christian Post, the Department of Education has closed an investigation into Liberty University that was set in motion by a sexual assault claim last fall, citing a lack of jurisdiction. According to the Chronicle of Higher Education, Letitia Morgan, a team leader in the DOE Office for Civil Rights, wrote in a June 15th letter to Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University, that the individual who had originally filed the complaint against his school was determined not to be a student there. This person also had no, quote, meaningful and sustained contact with the school at the time of the alleged incident. Fourth, today, according to Pioneer Press, with stone-faced African-American leaders standing behind him, Governor Mark Dayton said Wednesday that watching the newly released video of St. Anthony police officer Geronimo Yanez killing motorist Philando Castile was horrifying, painful, and shocking. Dayton, a Democrat, said it was one of the horrific reminders that everyone is not treated equally in the state of Minnesota. The governor made his comments after meeting with the leaders for more than an hour. The meeting was filled with raw emotion as the community grappled with the visions of Yanez shooting Castile just seconds after pulling him over during a traffic stop last July in Falcon Heights. Fifth, today, according to NPR, nearly 3 years after their son's death sparked nationwide protests, the parents of Michael Brown have settled their wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri. Brown, who was African-American, was shot and killed by a white police officer in August of 2014. As reported, Brown's parents filed a civil lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, former police chief Thomas Jackson, and former police officer Darren Wilson, who shot and killed the unarmed 18-year-old. The lawsuit claimed Wilson unjustifiably shot and killed Brown using an unnecessary and unreasonable amount of force. Sixth, today, according to RNS, Islamic State militants blew up the Grand al-Nuri Mosque of Mosul and its famous leaning minaret, Iraq's military said in a statement, as Iraqi forces seeking to expel the group from the city closed in on the site. It was from this medieval mosque 3 years ago that the militant's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, declared a self-styled caliphate spanning parts of Syria and Iraq. The Iraqi prime minister said Wednesday in a brief comment on his website, quote, "Blowing up the al-Hadba minaret and the al-Nuri mosque amounts to an official acknowledgement of defeat." Finally, today, according to the UN News Center, the world population is now nearly 7.6 billion, up from 7.4 billion in 2015, spurred by the relatively high levels of fertility in developing countries, despite an overall drop in the number of children people have around the globe. The United Nations today reported this finding. The concentration of global population growth is in the poorest countries, according to World Population Prospects, the 2017 revision, presenting a challenge as the international community seeks to implement the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda, which seeks to end poverty and preserve the planet. The report's authors at the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs said, quote, with roughly 83 million people being added to the world's population every year, the upward trend in population size is expected to continue, even assuming that fertility levels will continue to decline. At this rate, the world population is expected to reach 8.6 billion in 2030, 9.8 billion in 2050, and surpass 11.2 billion in 2100. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Rick Warren said, change always starts in your mind. The way you think determines the way you feel, and the way you feel influences the way you act. God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.